SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Safety experts recommending the engines on Boeing's troubled 737 MAX airplanes be modified quickly to prevent smoke from filling the cockpit or cabin following a safety feature that's been activated in a bird strike. Now, the NTSB says there were two bird strikes involving Southwest Airlines planes in 2023, one of them in Havana, the other in New Orleans. There are a number of undecided cases before the United States Supreme Court.
There are still 16 cases before the court as it enters the home stretch of its current term. One is an emergency appeal to allow the Trump administration to enforce Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. Other cases include a religious rights case over LGBTQ storybooks in public schools, congressional districting in Louisiana, and a Texas online pornography case. The Supreme Court typically aims to finish its work by the end of June. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As far as tariffs are concerned, an Illinois toy company isn't playing around.
Learning Resources, Inc. is going right to the top. It's challenging President Trump's tariffs at the Supreme Court. The company filed an appeal asking the justices to take up the case soon instead of letting it play out in lower courts. Learning Resources argues the presidential legally imposed tariffs under an emergency powers law rather than getting approval from Congress. An appeals court is allowing the tariffs to remain in force ahead of arguments next month. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Eric has swiftly intensified into a dangerous Category 3 hurricane. It is closing in now on the southern coast of Mexico, likely to make landfall Thursday morning. This is SRN News. Now, the number of households headed by same-sex couples is going up.
It's still a tiny percentage of the overall U.S. population, but in the last 10 years, the number of gay couples heading households has gone from about 850,000 to 1.3 million. Those figures come from the Pew Research Center, which also reports that homosexual households are more likely to be found in the Northeast or the Far West. Gay partners are also more likely than straight couples to have a college degree and be wealthy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. Semi-autonomous Monastic Republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. This is SRN News. The president is keeping to himself any decision whether the U.S. might strike against Iran, but analysts are reaching out to his recent comments.
U.S. President Donald Trump has taken what some believe is a giant step towards inserting American forces into the theater of the Israel-Iran war. Worldwide fascination surged when Trump, who until now had been careful to restate Washington's status as a non-player, turned possessive when noting that we control the skies over Tehran. More than a semantic note, observers note a dwindling Israeli stockpile of munitions for which Jerusalem turns to the U.S. as it does for the feared bunker buster bomb. Deliverable only by American-flown B-2 bomber, and according to experts, the weapon necessary to blow up the Fordo nuclear facility, the target that will determine the war's outcome. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.